Each and every week, we invite Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, to join us to take a look at one of the jury recommendations from the Culloden, Cusack, and Warmer Dam inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. Welcome, Aaron.
Hello, nice to be with you.
We are looking at the final recommendation that is directed to the Office of the Chief Coroner. And this one, I think, is something that should really be put in place. Number 77 says, consider adopting femicide as one of the categories for manner of death. Now, I can tell you, as a news anchor and reporter, when a case of femicide is committed, and we sadly have to report on that, that is how we refer to it here at MyFM 88.1. It just makes sense.
I would agree with you, and I'm very proud of a lot of the things that happen in Lanark County, including the work of MyFM, Lanark Leads Today, using language that speaks to and validates the reality of what that experience is. I would say that the DVDRC, it falls under the coroner's office, and I think that they're is lots of discussion about femicide and about the need to use appropriate language and to ensure that the system is then using appropriate language, right? That we're not contrary minded. And I think that this is it's a big discussion. And I would say that all of the people that are members of the DVDRC are very much in support of, and we use the language femicide in our work and the way that we talk about it. And we recognize that there's some work to be done to make that a more natural system-wide response and how we name violence in intimate partner relationships where women are targeted as the victims and then are murdered.
I guess it would have to be moved in at Queen's Park in order for this to really become part of, you know, the law.
There are challenges to the criminal code because the language in the criminal code doesn't speak to femicide. There are challenges for folks system-wide about, you know, if we look at policing, if you look at policing, lots of local police in our county use the words femicide and recognize it as such. But there is nothing in their criminal code to support the charge of femicide, right? So it's not as easy as it is to generally use the language where there's no necessary consequences or followed as a result of that. The DVDRC is working on that. We're working on making sure that we're also mindful of using the term femicide and also recognizing that we have a change around gender identity, and we have cases that are before us that are also related to gender diverse folks. And we want to make sure that it's an inclusive process. So how do we make sure that we use language that reflects accurately and respects all that are impacted by intimate partner violence? So it is an ongoing discussion. The language is used readily at the table. And it's just about formalizing how that will look as things move forward.
And you're right. It's respect. It's about being respectful to what has actually transpired.
I think that the DVDIRC is doing that. In part, we're reviewing all of our risk factors. We're reviewing the language of our risk factors. We're reviewing, are there risk factors that are missing that would speak to communities specifically, like gender diverse communities? If we had risk factors that we could identify that were more specific, what we know is that, you know, most systems come from a heteronormative place. So we need to move away from some of that, and we need to really dig deep. So reviewing the language we use, reviewing the language in our mandate, expanding our relationship definitions, looking at the language we use to describe what's happening, being comfortable at the table talking about femicide and how we define that, looking at how we include all people in the language we're using is really, really important to this DVDRC. And I would say moving forward, the language femicide certainly will be more articulated in our writing, but certainly is used regularly at our table.
Aaron Lee, as always, thank you so much. We really appreciate your insight.
Thank you, as always.
Next week, we move into a new section where the InQuest recommendations are directed to the Information and Privacy Commissioner of Ontario. So we will talk to you then about that.
Thank you.